if you want your mitzvah observance to influence your children to keep the mitzvot and to do mitzvot as they get older, then do the mitzvot with enthusiasm. Do it with passion. Like everything we do in our lives, if we do it with passion, it takes on a new element. It becomes real. It becomes influential. What comes out of our hearts goes into the hearts of others. I was once talking to a critic of classical music, and I asked her, how come there are certain musicians or certain orchestras that get higher marks or better criticism than others when basically they're all playing exactly the same thing? And what makes one musician better than the other when you're playing note for note what the composer wrote for you? And she told me the difference is the passion. When the musician plays with more passion, the music sounds better. It just does. And the same way when we do mitzvot, if we do it with passion, that has an influence on our children more than anything. In this week's parsha, Parshat Ki Tisa, the first mitzvah is that we should take a machzita shekel, half a shekel, and we all donate it to the tabernacle. There's a medrash that says that Hashem took the coin and he raised it in the air, a coin of fire, and he pointed it to, and Hashem pointed to it and said, "This is how you should give the machzita shekel." This is what it was. The Rebbe Mikotsk, Menachem Mendel from Kotsk, explains it wasn't Hashem wasn't showing Moshe Rabbeinu what the shekel looks like. He was showing him how you should give it. Give it with fire. Give it with passion. All the mitzvot, when you give it with passion, that's how we have to do the mitzvot. And if we do the mitzvot that way, that will have a good effect and a good influence on our children. Shabbat Shalom.